In today's soil health tip brought to you by the South Dakota Soil Health Coalition, Natural Resources Conservation Service conservation agronomist Eric Barsness reminds producers they may need to terminate their cover crops early due to dry conditions.
Once we get into May, specifically the middle of May, that's when the rye really takes off. We're starting to get more growing degree days. The rye got a pretty good root system by then. And that's good. I mean, it's good that it gets a little more size. It's adding more carbon through the root system, through photosynthesis into the soil, which is what we want. But at the same time, it's using more moisture and using a lot of moisture at that point in time. So we really need to watch the weather forecast, and we need to monitor our soil moisture levels. You know, if you've got some rain in the forecast to recharge that soil moisture level, we can let that rye grow a little bit longer. But if it tends to be on the dry side and we're not catching some of the rains that are in our forecast, that's when we want to go ahead and terminate that rye a little bit earlier.
To learn more about cover crop management and cost share programs, visit sdsoilhealthcoalition.org.